Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Laura Adams. Just a heads up that I'm taking some time off to celebrate the 4th of July. So we're bringing back a popular show that originally aired in 2015 called How to Choose the Right Partner for Life and Financial Success. It's definitely one of the more personal shows I've done because I talk about my own marriage. And even if you're already in a great relationship, I think the episode will give you additional insight about how to work together for even more success. And I'll be back next week with a new show. Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. My mission is to give you all the information, tools, resources, and inspiration to live rich and love the journey. If you're wondering what products, tools, and services I recommend for different areas of your finances, such as banking, borrowing money, investing, and productivity, I got it all in one place for you. Just visit my tools page at lauradadams.com, or you can go directly to lauradadams.com/tools. Today's show is going to be on a more personal topic related to money than I usually cover. When I was at a speaking appearance recently and did an audience Q&A, one of the questions was, what is the number one most important factor for achieving financial success? And I think my response took the person by surprise. They probably expected me to say that what's most important for your financial health is living within your means, investing early, or creating a financial plan. And while those are important, in my opinion, nothing is more essential to your financial success than the person you share your life with. In this episode, I'll tell you 5 important traits to look for when you're choosing a life partner, plus many to avoid. Not only will these characteristics help you choose a great partner, but you'll also be more likely to have financial success together. And if you're already married or have a long-term partner, stay with me because reviewing these characteristics will be a really good reminder about how to keep your relationship as healthy as possible. So let's get started. First of all, full disclosure, I'm not a psychiatrist or a marriage counselor, but you probably already know that. However, I think my authority on choosing the right life partner comes from being happily married for over 2 decades. Adam and I met in college, and yes, his name is Adam Adams, which is actually a nickname, and we got married right out of school. I feel really lucky that our relationship has remained super, super strong, even though we got married so young. I'm certain that I could never have achieved a fraction of my career or financial success if our relationship hadn't turned out so well. Not only can a bad relationship prevent you from making good decisions and reaching important financial goals, but getting divorced can be a huge financial setback. Splitting up can leave you with a financial mess that's extremely stressful to deal with and could take years or decades to recover from. I hear from divorced men and women all the time about financial struggles related to their split. So my goal for this show is to get you thinking about how to pick the right partner to begin with, or how to turn around an existing relationship that isn't going as well as it should. In the beginning of a relationship, you generally have romantic chemistry with someone because of his or her physical traits, or perhaps how they interact with you. It's important to separate those who are fun to date from those you'd want to marry. So what I'm recommending is that you don't get serious with someone unless they have a basic set of character traits that will also be good for your financial life together. Here are five important traits to look for in a potential life partner. Trait number one, high self-esteem. Having self-esteem means that you take pride and you value yourself without being arrogant. You don't let other people mistreat you or take you for granted. People with high self-esteem might be described as confident, self-aware, and cooperative, but they can also say no when it's appropriate. Someone with high self-esteem typically has a good sense of his or her strengths and weaknesses. They accept their mistakes and try to learn from them so that those mistakes never happen again. On the other hand, having low self-esteem means you feel unworthy and incompetent. You may depend too heavily on other people to make decisions for you. You might have a fear of taking risks or tend to blame other people for your mistakes. Having a life partner with high self-esteem could translate into him or her being motivated to move up in their career quickly and seek more lucrative job opportunities. They may also have the confidence to negotiate for a higher salary or seek out help with your personal finances when you need it.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalle.
Trait number two, responsibility. Responsibility means that you follow through on promises and you don't let other people down. For instance, a responsible person will feel compelled to show up to appointments on time because they respect other people's time and feelings. Being responsible is taking care of yourself without relying on other people to remind you when to be somewhere or what to do. Responsible people know they're in charge of their lives, and they get things done on time, like showing up for work, paying bills, and managing finances. Another aspect of responsibility is to avoid saying what you shouldn't. In other words, if someone tells you something in confidence, keep it to yourself. Otherwise, people will figure out that they can't trust you. Trait number three, honesty. Honesty is a fundamental character trait in a life partner that's non-negotiable, in my opinion. If you catch someone in a lie and they don't have a really good excuse, like not wanting to spoil your surprise birthday party, I'd be ready to move on. Now, I'm not talking about a white lie, like telling a friend that her new haircut looks great if she asks what you think. We all tell those kinds of half-truths from time to time to avoid unnecessary conflict. But if someone is deceptive about places they go, people they're with, how they spend time, or their personal history, that's a major red flag that you should never ignore. One of the biggest financial problems a couple can face is dishonesty about money. It's not uncommon for one partner to hoard money from the other, open up secret credit accounts, or lie about their spending. This kind of behavior happens more often than you might think, and it can obviously devastate your financial future. It's possible, but pretty unlikely, that a dishonest person could do a 180 and completely stop lying. The reality is that building your life around someone who just isn't honest will probably end in disaster, so I'd steer clear. One of the biggest joys in my relationship is having 100% transparency, knowing that my husband and I will always be honest with each other, no matter what, gives me a huge sense of peace and happiness. So never settle on a partner who lies to you or plays games about how they feel or what they want. Life is too short to live with someone who doesn't know how to be direct and honest with you. Trait number 4, openness. Openness is a trait that's similar to honesty, but it has more to do with emotional intelligence. An open person is aware of his or her feelings, can express them, and wants to communicate in order to keep an emotional connection. Being open can seem risky because you make yourself vulnerable to another person. For instance, telling your partner that you're worried about your financial situation or are unhappy with your career path. Those are examples of being open. He or she may accept your concerns and want to explore it further with you, or they could completely reject what you say. Being open can take some maturity, and we're all wired very differently when it comes to our comfort level with emotions. What's important to remember is that choosing a partner who tends to be closed emotionally could make communication about many issues, including finances, very, very difficult. In order to share an authentic life with a partner, each of you needs the ability to share your emotions openly and with ease. Trait number 5, curiosity. Being curious means that you're interested in life, new ideas, and other people. You might enjoy adventure, learning new hobbies and skills, or asking questions to dig deeper into topics. Curious people usually enjoy personal growth, and they want to look beneath the surface to see what's possible for their lives. You want to learn new concepts and become a better person and a better partner. I've found that curious people don't assume that they have all the answers. They're open to new ideas and the possibility of relearning something or changing their mind about it. On the other hand, someone who isn't curious probably views learning as a burden. Having a partner with little curiosity could mean that they don't get interested in personal finances and never want to improve their ability to manage money wisely. To sum up, high self-esteem, responsibility, honesty, openness, and curiosity are my top 5 recommended traits to look for when you're choosing a life partner. Of course, there are many more traits that many of us want, such as intelligence, sense of humor, positive attitude, common interests, and similar backgrounds. Now let's talk about some traits to avoid. When it comes to things that I recommend you avoid in a potential partner, some are more serious than others. For instance, untreated addictions, abusive behavior, or uncontrollable anger. If you see these traits rear their ugly heads in a potential partner and the person isn't willing to get help immediately, I wouldn't continue the relationship under any circumstances. Remember that people always show you exactly who they are. It's your job to handle that information appropriately. You're responsible for having the relationship and the financial life that you want. So never settle or fool yourself into thinking that you can change someone's core character, because most people are happy being exactly who they are and really don't want to change. Consider a potential partner a package deal, because you're going to get both the good and the bad. My biggest recommendation when choosing a life partner is to really know yourself first. Figure out your own values, wants, and goals so you can choose someone who's capable of understanding you. Then be patient and take as much time as needed to get to know someone's character, personality, personal history, and financial goals so you'll know with absolute certainty if you're well-suited for a lifelong, quality relationship. I hope the show has given you some interesting things to think about when it comes to relationships. Thanks for downloading Money Girl and spending your valuable time with me. Before we go, I want to answer a question from Janelle J. about where to find older shows. She says, I just found your channel and really enjoy your podcasts. How can I listen to older ones? Janelle, I'm so glad to have you as a new listener. The podcast feed typically includes the 25 most recent shows, but the full archive is available when you go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look about halfway down the page for a section called Money Girl's Archive. And if you're enjoying the show, I would love for you to submit a review and a rating in Apple Podcasts. That used to be called iTunes. And to keep the money conversation going, I want to invite you to join a community of thousands who are taking their financial game to the next level. It's my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. The group is a really great place to chat about simple questions that may come up, or even a really big financial dilemma that you're facing. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS to the number 33444. I'll see you in the group. You can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.